Another day in paradise, my friends. Think positive and pump it up. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And here's an opportunity for you to blow it out, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever's bugging you. Call in right now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, and you don't want to be one of those. All right, so call in now, and let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Yeah, this bear hunt, so cruel and unnecessary. Shooting bear moms, leaving the cubs to starve in the woods. I mean, really, it's just disgusting. You know, there are 69 national parks in America to trap and relocate the bears to. Has Ocala really become such a vile, disgusting place that's run by these creeps that actually, necessitate this hunt, that okay it? What the hell is going on?
Well, I think it's called management, like you would of any kind of herd, and sometimes you have to cull the herd, but you can talk to many, universities and stuff that follow this kind of thing. I know they did big studies at University of Michigan, and yeah, it actually makes, you know, the herd, if you will, stronger and better, able to survive. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I'll play one on the radio for now. Good morning, Carrie. What's bugging you?
Hi, good morning. My neighbors still have their Christmas lights on until 11 o'clock at night. That bugs me.
To not want to take them down, not a terrible thing, but to actually continue to light them every night and then until 11 p.m.?
That's a little much. Now, I did have a neighbor in St. Louis that kept a tree up, a split-level house, and you could see the lower window. Their tree was up all year, and you'd hear Christmas music in August. But
really?
But outside lights?
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
Well, I mean, sometimes you decorate the porch with them or whatever, but...
Sure.
But 11 o'clock every night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But hey, if some people love Christmas...
Mm-hmm.
877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
Hey, so a friend of mine he's part of a hunting club, whatever. It's north of Lake City, and I don't know how many acres. It's a ton of acres, and he's got deer cameras on there, and they are just covered with bears, and everybody walks around with a 40 caliber or larger pistol because they're afraid they're going to get attacked by bears, and the bears destroy everything up there. So there's definitely an overpopulation of bears in Florida. They've been protected and they've come back, which is fantastic. But, you know, bears are really cute, but they're not cuddly, they're not warm, and they're very dangerous. And if you're out there deer hunting and you get mauled by a bear, I hope the bear loses, not the person hunting. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll beat you, yes.
Again, it's wildlife management. Management being right. the key phrase in there, although it still makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Well, I mean, everybody's wanting to manage the bears. Nobody is getting up in arms when they're doing the boa constrictor python hunt or the alligator hunt. But anyway, no, what's bugging me is Wahoo Grill is closing. I mean, it was a really nice little seafood place that you didn't have to go to the two other seafood restaurants in Gainesville that were so overcrowded and so overpriced. And it was a very nice place, but they said that they just didn't have enough customers. That's very sad.
Yeah. Well, you gotta market it, and it's a challenge. Just being in business in Alachua County sometimes for various reasons. All right, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Joe. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is they're not going to allow enough bears to be hunted in the right places. My neighborhood has at least 4 adult bears that roam the streets, knocking over trash cans. And they've relocated them to one of these state parks, and they come back because they do have legs and can walk.
Yes.
So they come back, they relocate them 50 miles away, and they come back. They've tracked them. They don't stay in the park because the easy food is where they learn, yeah, in the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk your kids to the bus stop at 6:30, that's when the bears are active.
That's not a good combination.
Doesn't seem wise, no. Small children, hungry bears.
Real quick, back to the python thing. People don't get bent out of shape about that because they're not indigenous to the U.S. They're invaders, mm-hmm, and they're dangerous to all the other wildlife, and they're eating and killing all the deer and everything else.
And you don't grow up usually with a stuffed snake, you know, feeling all warm and cuzzy like you do a teddy bear.
Well, I don't know. Stuffed snakes, kind of cool. You don't like stuffed snakes?
No, I'm saying, but kids don't grow up with affection for snakes the way we do teddy bears.
Oh, for affection, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Now, they will both eat you. That's the commonality, though. Yes.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. At least the Second Amendment gives us the right to arm bears. But what's bugging me is this is related to the soon-to-be-extinct one-cent penny. What's going to happen to those little crank machines that you see in the touristy areas where you crank the thing and it flattens out the penny into a kind of a thing? Those machines are going to be extinct soon, too, and I don't think they'll accept nickels in those machines. So that's kind of a concern.
I wouldn't be overly concerned. I mean, the world is evolving and some things become obsolete. Do you miss the dial phone?
No.
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 There you go. It's going to be okay. It's all going to be all right. When I say these things, I'm actually saying them to Greg.
Yes.
7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, right here. 97.3 The Sky.